Let me bring in the Shadow Secretary Owen Smith into this. Are you worried about this, Owen?
No, I think this is a sensible step forward. And I think what Barnier, I mean, I've not heard entirely what he said, but my my interpretation of what he's saying is that the very clear intention of this document is that there is going to be a UK-wide alignment with those aspects of the customs union and single market which allow north-south bodies to operate as they do presently, and all aspects of the Good Friday Agreement to be protected, and there not to be a hard border on the island of Ireland. And in the event of that not being possible, I think there is some ambiguity as to what the backstop situation is, because the line that we've just heard quoted, which is the last line in paragraph 49, which is the crucial paragraph, does refer to the UK guaranteeing full alignment and doesn't actually say Northern Ireland alone. But I think the implication, certainly that which Leo Varadkar and others have placed on it, is that Northern Ireland, in any event, will be guaranteed that there will be alignment such that there isn't a hard border.
Is there not more pressure now on unionists and the Brexiteers to agree so that it doesn't fall back on this? Is that what's happening here?
I think the pressure is on the British government, to be honest, Steve, to make good its promise now. I mean, it's given a solemn promise here, a guarantee that there will not be a hard border, either on the island of Ireland or between GB and NI. I mean, that's extremely important that there is, in paragraph 50, another cast-iron guarantee that whatever the outcomes of this, there aren't going to be any changes that offer any degree of separation between GB and NI. And it's hard to square those circles, I agree, which is why phase two of these talks is actually going to be as important.
Okay, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but Owen and Neil, thank you, and thank you for your company today.